Welcome, everybody, to the premiere episode of my new podcast, Ranting and Raving. My name is Todd Staruch, and I will be your host for this voyage. Welcome aboard. Ranting and Raving is based on a Facebook group that I run where I vent about things that happened to me, driving me crazy that day or getting on my nerves, the little absurdities in life that make us all a little bit crazy from time to time, along with political and social issues and things that are important to me, and just about anything else that might be on my mind along the way. I thought it would be fun in the new year to turn this into an actual podcast, so you can hear my dulcet tones as I complain about whatever is pissing me off today. As I record this, it is January 1st, 2019, so Happy New Year, everybody. I am not going to go into some long retrospective about my year, other than to say that, like for most people, it had its ups and downs. A lot of good things happened, though. I helped co-produce a feature-length anthology film, which is premiering soon, and I worked on some other film projects that were a lot of fun. And, of course, I run my Grindhouse Nights film festival, which brings me a lot of joy, and a lot of other good things. A lot of, you know, negative things, too, like anybody, but that's life, right? So I hope that as you listen to this podcast today and going forward, maybe you learn something along the way, and hopefully you get some laughs out of it. A lot of what I do and say is meant to be satirical in nature, but not always. There are things that really do drive me crazy, probably more than they should. And lucky for you, I will be sharing all of those thoughts here. My goal is to keep the episodes fairly brief, maybe somewhere between 15 and 20 minutes, depending on the topic that I pick for the day. I just want everybody to have something that they can throw on and listen to in the car or while they're jogging or doing their workout or whatever. And again, most importantly, have some fun along the way. I just want to make clear that the things that drive me crazy, I think, are the things that drive a lot of us crazy. My rants are never directed at any one person. They might be inspired by something that one person said or did, but they are never meant to be vindictive in nature. They are just meant to convey some of the thoughts that are rattling around in my skull. So I hope you have some fun along the way. As I said, I'm recording this. It is January 1st, 2019. And I see that already we're only about 17 hours in to the new year, and the usual mope crowd is already complaining about how 2019 sucks. And it's the usual, every movie sucks, every TV show sucks, all bands suck, everything sucks, people suck. I want to point out to these fine folks that, hey pal, maybe it's you that suck. So I see that on my social media already, and it is nothing if not predictable. So I was prepared for it, so that's really all I'm going to say about that. And I'm going to move right on into the main topic of what I wanted to talk about on my inaugural episode. This is something I knew from the get-go that I wanted to talk about on the first show. As soon as I settled in my mind that I was going to turn Ranting and Raving into a podcast, I knew this was going to be the first thing that I wanted to talk about. For a lot of reasons, it's something that's timely, something that entertains me endlessly, and just something that I find interesting and fascinating. What is also interesting is that even though months ago I knew this would be my topic, I was at a New Year's Eve party last night, and the conversation actually tied into what I'm about to talk about, and I found that very interesting, entertaining, and funny. So here we go. For my first episode, I'm going to be talking about marijuana and the decriminalization thereof. Now, let me just say right from the get-go, before everyone's hackles get up. I am absolutely in favor of the decriminalization of marijuana at the federal level for recreational and medicinal uses. A lot of reasons. I feel that it's absolutely ridiculous that people are serving long prison sentences simply for possessing a small amount of weed for themselves. I could go off on a tangent about the for-profit prison system in this country that is subsidized by this, but that's for another show. So I'll just suffice to say that I just think it's ridiculous that our prisons are stuffed with these low-level offenders who, you know, got caught with a small amount of weed at home or in their car or whatever. Now, that's, let me just make clear, that's to differentiate from people that are driving under the influence. No matter what any of my stoner friends try to tell me, just like with drinking and driving, I have a very dim view of smoking marijuana and driving. I'm sorry, any kind of drug does impair your judgment. People can argue with me all day long. Feel free to blast me in comments or social media or whatever. But that's how I feel about it, and this is my show, so that's my story. But having said all of that, I am absolutely for the decriminalization of it. And to kind of normalize it. I personally do not smoke marijuana. I never have. I never so much as tried it for no other reason than it just held no interest for me. When I was in college and high school, alcohol was my quote-unquote drug of choice. I never really abused alcohol, but that's what I imbibed. I never was interested in marijuana or any drug or any kind. Just didn't hold any interest for me. I don't care that anybody else likes to smoke pot. I really don't. I have a lot of friends and family members who do, and I just really don't care. What I do care about, and this is the other reason why I feel that pot should be decriminalized at the federal level, is so stoners will fucking have something else to talk about. For fuck's sake, this is all they ever talk about. Smoking weed, buying weed, going to the dispensary, the type of weed, how much they smoke, getting baked, wake and bake, shake and bake, whatever the fuck they're talking about. All they talk about is smoking weed and how awesome it is and how great it is to get stoned. Jesus fucking Christ. Can't you have some other topic to talk about? And this ties into the New Year's Eve party I was at, where it seemed that for at least a portion of the evening, that's all everyone was talking about, was how they love to smoke weed, and oh my God, I can't believe, you know, it's so great that it's becoming legal and it's becoming accepted. And again, I just want to make this perfectly clear. I don't care that people smoke it, but please just stop. It doesn't make you cool. It doesn't make you awesome because you smoke weed. Nobody fucking cares, you know? So stop talking about it. Why is it that, like, the guy or girl who gets fucking plastered at home every night and passes out is looked down upon and is considered a drunk or an alcoholic, but people who get fucking stoned every night and every weekend and do nothing but talk about pot, that is viewed totally differently? All my stoner friends ever tell me is that they want pot to be accepted the same way that alcohol is and cigarettes, and that's fine. But people who abuse alcohol are viewed in a certain way, and I think that people who abuse pot should be viewed in a similar way. I know people in my life who do nothing when they get home but get stoned, and I can't deal with them. I can't talk to them because they're stoned. I can't go over there and hang out because they're stoned, and they're just not fun when they're like that. In the same way that I can't deal with people who get fall down sloppy drunk. It's the same thing. So if you so desperately want to compare the two, then let's have a fair comparison of it and just say that it's kind of the same thing. I'm not going to go into science and research and start, you know, throwing studies at people like they love to do to me. But please stop telling me that marijuana is not addictive. Anything can be abused. Anything can be addictive. People are addicted to caffeine. I'm one of them. People can be addicted to gambling, to gaming, to social media. There are all kinds of things that can be overused and abused. And pot is no different. If you feel a need to have to go home and get baked every day, I'm sorry. That is a problem. I know that marijuana is not necessarily a quote-unquote gateway drug to harder stuff. I know plenty of people who smoke marijuana that have never, ever touched heroin or coke or meth or, you know, crack or anything like that. So I don't buy that aspect of it, but anything can be abused. I know people who really spend all their fucking money on pot, and that's all they do. They never want to hang out. They never want to do anything because all they care about is getting high. And it's a fucking problem. I'm sorry, you know, that it's a bitter pill to swallow, but it can be a problem. Not everybody. I know plenty of people that take a, you know, smoke, a, you know, once in a while. They like that high feeling, and that's cool. That's awesome for them. The same way that before I gave it up, I like to have a drink and, you know, and get a buzz on here or there. Nothing wrong with it. But again, anything can be abused, and pot is no different. So please stop suggesting to me that it's this perfectly awesome thing that everybody should be doing, and it's so cool. Sorry, man, but smoking pot doesn't make you cool in any other way that anything else does or does not make you cool. So if pot is all you can talk about and all you ever bring up, then you know what? Read a book, get on some different topic so maybe we can have an actual discussion. The other thing that drives me crazy about pot smokers is how many of them pretend that they are so concerned about the medicinal uses of marijuana. We are all aware of the medical benefits of marijuana, whether it's for pain relief, anxiety relief, glaucoma, whatever it might be. Like, we're all well aware of that. But I'm sorry, the vast majority of smokers do not give a fuck about people with cancer. They pretend so they can make their argument of why it should be legalized, but they just want to get high legally. Again, I have no problem with that, but just be intellectually honest about it. Stop telling me how you give a fuck about cancer patients or whatever, because I know for a fact that you don't. And again, I think it should be legal. I don't think you should go to jail for, you know, daring to smoke some pot in your home or on your boat or wherever you want to do it. I think it should be treated the same way as cigarettes, though. I don't want to have to walk out of a building and walk through a cloud of fucking pot smoke. Sorry, folks. Cigarette smokers stink and pot smokers stink, too. Again, there's another bitter pill to swallow. But that's just how it is. You want to be treated the same way as cigarette smokers? Well, then you're going to have to just deal with what comes with being treated the same way. I know I seem a little on about this topic, but it really does make me a little bit mental the way some people are just so focused on pot. To such a degree, it's just weird to me. Like, I don't know people who smoke cigarettes that are constantly telling me how cool it is to smoke cigarettes and how they love their particular brand so much. And dude, you really should try it. Oh, and that's the other thing. At 50 years old, I never thought I'd still be dealing with peer pressure and people trying to get me to smoke pot. Stop it already. I don't care that you want to go smoke, but stop trying to get me to do it. I just simply don't care. I've never had a desire to try it, and I never will. So shut the fuck up. You know, you want to go outside and smoke and then come back? That's cool. I'm not going to go with you. So please, and don't ask me why I'm so uptight. It has nothing to do with being uptight. It's just not something that I'm interested in. But it's just a weird thing. And I think that it's because people want to feel validated. So they think that if I don't want to take a hit, that I'm somehow judging them for wanting to smoke it. Let me just be abundantly clear. I don't give a fuck. And that's my entire point. Like, most people don't give a fuck. Like, if you are so enamored with smoking pot, then just get your friends together and discuss what variety you like to smoke and which one is more awesome than the other or whatever. But in most social gatherings, most people just don't give a shit. It's just weird to me that pot smokers view it as something that's just so awesome and so great and something that everybody should be doing. I just don't get it, and it's weird to me. So I really am hoping that if it should happen that it is decriminalized at the federal level, and I sincerely hope that it is, so then all the stoners will have to find something else to talk about. I don't know what that might be. Maybe they'll, you know, turn and decide to tell us what kind of porn they like to watch or whatever. I don't know. But I really am hoping that it's a different topic. So that is my take on the whole decriminalization of pot and stoners talking about nothing but pot. Again, you know, I realize it's really not that big a deal. Then again, nothing that you will hear on this podcast for the most part will be anything earth shattering. I just hope maybe you find it interesting, have a little bit of a laugh along the way, and that you just enjoy listening to me vomit out the thoughts that are rattling around in my skull. That's it, folks. I hope you enjoyed my inaugural episode of Ranting and Raving. I will have this episode up as soon as it's edited. It should maybe take me a day or so, or sooner. It will be up on Podomatic to begin with, and then eventually be moved over to the Podcast City Network. So please go to podcastcity.net and check out all of the great podcasts that are there, including my other podcast, The Imaginarium, that I do once a week with my co-host, Scott Colbert. There are a lot of other great podcasts over there and on the Podcast City Network. So go check it out, podcastcity.net. Also, don't forget to check out my website, horrornerd.net. One of my goals for 2019 is to stay more up to date with the website. You can also find me on social media under The Horror Nerd. And also be sure to check out Grindhouse Nights Film Festival on Facebook to stay up to date with all my upcoming events. Hope you had fun listening, and I hope you'll tune in to future episodes, because I will always be ranting and raving about something.